Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. We just want to thank God for being here on tonight. We just thank God. Said the artist said, there's no one like you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm just thanking God because there is no one like you, Lord God, no other God like you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, because you are God and God all alone. So if you could just take some time. If you're here tonight, we have something to thank God for, and we know that it's only God that got us to this day and brought us this far. So just take some time with me to let's say hallelujah, just to praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give honor to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being God all alone, God. We thank you for this day, the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad and give glory to God. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be in your midst once again, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for yet another Thursday that we can come together to hear your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're so awesome, God. Somebody didn't make it here tonight, God. And we're hearing all these different reports of death here, death there, death here, death here. But God, I know that you are a living God. Hallelujah. And we are here because of you on tonight, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. I thank God I didn't get any bad news on today. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like, God. I know that you are in control. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are in control of each and every situation. Hallelujah. You are in control of our lives. You are in control of this virus. You are in control of everything, God. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Food on my table. Hallelujah. Clothes on my back. Shelter, Lord God. Clean running water. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Feeling good. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I get a little itchy throat here and there. God, I thank you, Lord God. It's just the pollen. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that I'm not laid up in a hospital on a ventilator. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that my lungs are clear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that I'm stress-free, worry-free. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that I don't have to worry about a loved one being in the hospital. I thank you, Lord God, but I pray for those that have one loved ones that are there. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you're so awesome. You're so awesome. We have something to praise God about on tonight. If you dialed in on tonight, you are here and well enough to dial in. You have something to thank God for on tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know where my children are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Safe, God. I thank you, Lord God, because the blood of Jesus covers this family. For this family, the blood of Jesus is covering us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've come to praise God on tonight. I've come to praise God on tonight, excited for what God has to say on tonight. I'm excited for this moment right here just to worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just excited that I can worship him at this moment, at this time, right now. Not worried about tomorrow. I'm talking about right now. Right now. Hallelujah. At this time, I can open my mouth, I can raise my hands, and I can just cry out, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I can cry out glory. I can cry out, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. Who would not serve a God like this? Who would not serve a God like this? Come on, to people, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up and realize that God is not playing with us. God is not playing with us. Eye opener, y'all. It's time to open your eyes and see that God has not been pleased. And he's doing a shaking. Hey, glory. He's doing a shaking. If your spirit is not shaking, you worry about this, you worry about that, you better worry about getting into the kingdom. This is a time to think about it. God, what are you doing? And what is it that you want me to do? See, my desire is to please him daily. And do I fall short? Yes. I have shortcomings. And some days I know that he's not pleased with me. But my desire, my goal daily is to please him. So if I fall short, I get back up. And I go forward. Because I know there's something that he wants out of me. I know there's something that he's birthing. That he's ready for me to deliver this baby. That he's birthing inside of me. Oh, I know. I played with God long enough and sat down on him long enough. It's time. And I told God, I will, whatever you put in my mouth, I will say. Wherever you tell me to go, I'll go. Whatever it is that you want me to do, I'll do. I want to give all that I have to him. I want to live fully for him. I want him to be pleased with me. So when that day comes, he will not look at me and will not know me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. And I'm not speaking on tonight. I'm just full and so excited. I'm just so glad to be here. I'm so excited that God is so good to me. That's why I'm saying, you don't know my story. You don't know my story. Hallelujah, but God does. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that he has the pen for my chapters. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that God is my author. I'm so glad, hallelujah, that he has the final say so and man does not. I'm so glad, hallelujah, that I could turn it all over to him and leave it there. I'm so glad that I could cry out, hallelujah, Abba Father, I belong to you. Glory to God. I'm so glad. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is so awesome. And I can't praise him enough. I can't praise him enough. I can't thank him enough. Hallelujah. But on tonight, he's saying, you are mine for all time. Nothing can separate you from my love. Since I have invested my very life in you, be well assured that I will also take care of you. When your mind goes into neutral and your thoughts flow freely, you tend to feel anxious and alone. Your focus becomes problem solving. To get your mind back into gear, just turn toward, hey, glory, just turn toward me, bringing yourself and your problems into my presence. Many problems vanish instantly in the light of my love because you realize you are never alone. Other problems may remain, but they become secondary to knowing me and rejoicing in the relationship I so freely offer you. Each moment you can choose to practice my presence or to practice the presence of problems. God is saying, he's the problem solver. God is saying tonight, you are his at all times, and nothing can separate you from him and his love. He's there. God is saying tonight that, hey, I am right here in the midst of what you think your problem is. I am right here. Turn it to me and leave it there. And let him show you the light in the darkness. When you're in that dark place, let him show you that, hey, I am the light. I never left you. You left me. But guess what? I love you enough, still here. I'm waiting for you to come to me. I'm waiting for you to get it together and realize, hey, you are nothing without me. You can do nothing without me. Hey, I'm here. Waiting on you. Stop trying to do it yourself. You're stressing care for no reason. Cast your cares on me. Hallelujah. We have three scriptures tonight. The first one coming from Romans 8, 38 through 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Exodus 33 and 14, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. My God, thank you, Lord, for rest. Hallelujah. John 12 and 46, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me shall not abide in darkness. There we go again, y'all, darkness. He is the light. Hallelujah. Whatever it looks like, whatever it seems like, just take it to God and leave it there. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have our speaker for tonight. We have Pastor Flint. He is ready to come and deliver what God has for him. We ask God, each and every one of you, to keep him in prayer. Because when he has to pour out, hallelujah, just pray that God just infuses him. Hallelujah. Keep infusing him with the knowledge and the wisdom that's needed, hallelujah, to come forth every Thursday night in Jesus' name. I thank God for tonight. I hope you guys are as excited as I am for this word that's getting ready to come forth. Pastor Flint, I turn it over to you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank God for that powerful word, letting you know that God is light in darkness, and he has all that you need. Not only does he has all that you need, he is all that you need. You know, they had a song say, make me say it again, Lord, you're all I need. You're all I need. I dare you to tell God he's all you need. You're all I need, Lord. You're all I ever wanted, God. If you had to, she just was like, it's time to just praise God and thank God. Because you're here. If you're on the line tonight, you got a reason to praise him. If you're on the line tonight, you got a reason to clap your hands. You got a reason to thank him. You got a reason to stomp your feet. You can say, I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. You got a reason to tell him, hey, blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I'm telling you, you gotta tell them thank you for blessing you. Thank you for waking up with fresh blood running warm through your veins. Thank you for the activity of your limbs. Thank you that you didn't wake up with no bad news. Thank you. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you, Lord, forever and ever and ever. Thank him. Hallelujah. I'm on this line, God, and I'm praising you and I'm worshiping you, God. I got fresh blood running warm through my veins, God. I got your breath going through my nostrils, God. I got activity in my limbs and my joints. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. I got a roof over my head. I got clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I got you. I got joy when I think about what you've done for me. Hallelujah, Lord God. I just get excited. I get excited when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. You know, my soul cry, hallelujah. I'm telling you, this is the time to begin to thank the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, that it just bless his holy and righteous name. I'm telling you this. So tonight, God had dealt with me about a few things tonight. And one, I can't let you know that you are victorious. You are victorious. I want you to look at yourself wherever you are and just tell yourself, hey, self, you are victorious. Self, you are more than a conqueror. Self, you are mighty. You are overcomer. I know who I am because I know whose I am. See, I had to tell my brother Larry, I said, man, you got to, you know what the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. How do you think in your heart about yourself right now? The Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Do you think yourself is less than, or do you think yourself is greater than? Do you think that I have a greater than he that's in me? When you look at what is inside of you, when you received the Holy Spirit, when you gave your life to God, when you said, Father, I'm yours. Take me, I'm yours, Lord. When you came to that place of repentance, Father, we come to a place of repentance right now, Father. And before I even move forward and going in, I say the simple prayer that Christ told his disciples to pray. He said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. And so it is. And Father, now everyone on the sound of my voice, God, those that are saved, sanctified through the Holy Spirit, God, begin to get them closer to you than ever before. And those that don't know you, God, as our Lord and our personal Savior, Father, I ask it right now that you bring them to a place, Father. Not a place of a feeling, but a place of knowing, God, that in times like these, they need a Savior. And this is the time, God, for them to say, hey, God, Father, accept me as your child, as I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Let them repeat those words after me, Father. And say, God, I repent for everything that I said, done, or thought against your will, against your way. I ask for forgiveness right now. I ask you, God, that right now, Father, that you allow me into your sonship, Father. You said, I have been a part of an adoption. Well, I can cry out, Abba, Father, I belong to you, Father. Let them say, Abba, Father, I belong to you. Accept me as your child, your son, your daughter. This day, Father, as I accept you as my Father, my Lord, and my personal Savior. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And Father, as we move forward, Father, I decrease that you increase, that your Holy Spirit take complete control. This is already here. Holy Spirit is already here. The presence of the Lord is already here. We've already pressed into the presence of God. Your presence here. You said, well, two or more gathered together, you are in the midst. So we know that you are already here. You said, Father, that God, that you inhabit the praise of your people, Father. So we praise your holy and your righteous name. And again, it's all of you and none of me. I decrease, Father, you increase. Have your way. Have your way, O Lord. Again, I tell you something, I am victorious. I am mighty. I am wonderful. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't know what you say about me, but I know what God says about me. I don't know what you think about me, but I know the thoughts in Jeremiah 29:11 that God thinks towards me. So it doesn't matter what you have to say. I'm not good looking, or I'm too big, or I'm too skinny, or I'm not smart enough, or I don't give a rat's tail what you got to say about me tonight. I know what God said. He said I'm awesome. He said I'm magnificent. He said I'm the apple of his eye. I come to encourage you tonight. Ooh, God is changing this thing. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. All right, so Sunday I was in my meditation with the Father, and we were talking about inspiration. And, you know, you got a lot of ministers that just want to inspire you and give you inspiration. But God said inspiration without information is useless. So I want to give you some information today. That's the information I'm telling you tonight. I want to give you information that greater is he that's in you, that he that's in the world. I want to give you some information that in Genesis 1:26-27, he made you in his image and after his likeness. I want to give you some information that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens. I'm not trying to inspire you. I want you to be informed on who you are. Be ye strong. Be ye courageous. Information, he said he's giving you faith, a measure of faith that if you speak to the mountain, you don't have to come up on the rough side of the mountain. You can speak to the mountain. Pluck it up from the very roots and then put it where you want to put it. I'm giving you information, he said, that I put my words in your mouth. And you shall declare a thing and it shall happen. I'm giving you information, he said, in Isaiah, he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every word spoken against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Get armed with the word of God. Every time the enemy, when Jesus went up in the wilderness to be tempted and tested by Satan, he had an it is written. I want you to get tonight, I want to get you an it is written in your spirit. So when the enemy come in like a flood, you got to hit him with an it is written. Devil, it is written. Serve the Lord God, and him only shall I serve. It is written that man should not survive off bread alone, but every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. It is written that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written that I have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. It is written that by his stripes I am healed. It's when he said that, hey, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. He set me free, I'm free indeed. No longer am I bound. No longer am I a slave to sin. How many know it is written? How many know it is willing and so you can just praise him? How many right now just wanna praise him? I'm gonna say what he told me tonight. And we'll get into this word first and we're gonna come back to. We got the book, would you turn to Joshua the first chapter? Said after the death of Moses, the Lord's disciple, God spoke to Moses, assistant whose name was Joshua, the son of Nun, and said to him, now that my disciple is dead, you are the new leader of Israel. Lead my people across the Jordan River into the promised land. I say to you what I said to Moses, wherever you go will be part of the land of Israel. All the way from the Negev desert in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, and from the Mediterranean Sea in the west to the Euphrates River in the east, including all the land of the Hittites. Look what God's telling you. Listen, wherever you go, right now, God is telling you something right now. They're telling you you can't go nowhere, but guess what? You in that spirit realm, wherever you go. Look what he said in the fifth verse. He said, no one will be able to oppose you as long as you live, for I will be with you. This is ours with Moses. I will not abandon you or fail to help you. That's some information. I will not abandon you or fail to help you. What you're going through right now is temporary. But what you know that God said, I never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He just told Joshua, I will not abandon you, nor will I will not abandon you or fail to help you. David said, I look to the hill which come of my help. My help comes from the Lord. Who do you look for help? And where does your help come from? He said, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we're going to trust in the Lord our God. Tonight, people, I want you to be with me in oneness and unity that's saying we're going to trust in the Lord our God. Sixth verse says, be strong and brave, or you will be a successful leader of my people, and they shall come to all the land I promised to their ancestors. You need only to be strong and courageous and to obey to the letter every law Moses gave you. When you are careful to obey every one of them, you'll be successful in everything you do. Sometimes, you know, like I told you, it's just about the information. We miss it a lot because we don't have the information. We don't have the divine instructions. And so we go about, I'm talking about myself right now. We go about busybody. We go about trying to figure that out ourselves. We're always trying to figure out what God has already worked out. We're trying to work out what God has already, you know, work it out. When God's already worked it out. We're trying to figure out when God already set the plan together. One thing about Christ, here's all the information. Watch Christ. Study Christ. We don't have to study nobody else but Christ. And the Matthew, the Mark, the Luke, and John, and you study him, and he said, listen, I do nothing unless I see my Father do it first. Study him. He always stilled a way to get to God in moments of prayer. How often do you pray? How often do you still a way and just get to God, to get in his presence, to hear a word from him, to get instructions? See, the information is the reason for the inspiration. We got to say, I just want to inspire you. But they don't give you the information of what you're being inspired about. I want you to go on. You can go on. You can run on. I give you hope. But what am I hoping in? And where does this source of hope come from? If you don't give me the information of where the source of hope come from, what are you telling me to hold on to, Pastor, brother? And if you're not giving me the information, how can I hold on? How can I run on? What am I trusting for? Listen. It said, constantly remind the people about these laws. See, that's what I'm saying. Constantly remind them. Constantly remind people that there's a Savior that gave his life even to the point of death, even to the point of even his anxiety and his praying to God about removing this cup, yet still, even though he knew that we were going to be filthy, deceitful, lying, killing, stealing, prideful, lustful, sinful individuals. Yet and still, nonetheless, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And hear what he said. Listen, here's what the thing about it. He said, and you yourself must think about them every day and every night so that you will be sure to obey all of them. Only then we succeed. Yes, be bold and strong. Banish fear and doubt. For remember, the Lord of God is with you wherever you go. I'm saying tonight, banish fear and doubt. Cut the TVs off. Stop listening to what the media is saying about this, about that. Stop worrying. Because you know who you are. Listen, they were in Goshen, right? And all those plagues that happened to Egypt did not hit Goshen. So tell yourself, I'm in Goshen. What hits you don't hit me. What affects you don't affect me. I'm going to tell you something. We do give honor to those that are EMTs. We give honor to the doctors, the nurses, those that are battling in this pandemic. But I want you to know something, how dangerous spiritual warfare is. And in this one, God's giving me the information and the inspiration. I need you to pray for those that have been detected or come in agreement with those that have, you know, have said confirmation that they have this virus, that they get to a point of salvation. Because God told me the non-believers are the ones that he's, you know, he's praying for them, but those are the ones that's dying. Because, and I know this might mess with some of your gospels, it might mess with some of your beliefs right now, but because I know all y'all trust doctors and think that they're here to heal and help and all that. But God showed me that some of these doctors, majority of them, are Satanists. And since the majority of them are Satanists, it's their duty to bring blood to Satan. Because, see, that's how they feel like that's their elevation. That's where they get more power, more promotion in that satanic kingdom, in the demonic world. So the more deaths I bring, the more, you know, I am promoted from Lucifer. And see, they've been so deceived. So let's pray for them as well. Let's pray for these doctors and nurses and those that are in that are dealing in this situation. Let's pray for their salvation and their sanctification. And pray for those that are atheists and those that have done the blood sacrifice and have already come to a place where they have given Satan their influence. Not the soul, because it's not theirs to give, but their influence for gifts that are not gifts, but it's to them that gifts, for they have been deceived. But let's pray for them to come into the knowledge of the truth and repent. Turn from their wicked ways and be saved. You will see a turnaround. But God said, these lives that are at risk because these vessels have committed themselves to Satan to take lives out. Your life does not matter, but it matters to God. That's why he told them, be strong, be bold, be courageous. I'm going to show you how to take this land. And I put you in a place. I told young lady, a friend of mine, I said, man, we are in the midst of the wealth transfer. Be prepared. Today is Thursday. And it's amazing that today is Thursday because God, when we get to the 10th, 11th verse, watch this. Verse 10 says, then Joshua issued instructions to the leaders of Israel to tell the people to get ready to cross the Jordan River. In 3 days, we'll go across and conquer and live in the land which God has given us. He told them, you got 3 days. Get ready. We're about to cross over. We're about to cross over from fear and doubt. We're about to cross over from worrying and anxiety. We're about to cross over from not trusting or not like the shit. I believe, but help my unbelief. We're going to cross over from unbelief to believe. We're about to cross over from less than to greater than. We're about to cross over to from being the tail to the head, from being the borrower to the lender. We're about to cross over from inferior to superior. Get your shoes. Get ready. Get ready. Be strong. Be courageous. Be bold. Bold as a lion. No more lamb. You're a lion. You represent the lion of Judah. Hey. We about to cross over. Hallelujah. To get high and seek to go up on our high places. I'm telling you, get yourself together. Then he summoned the leaders of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh, and reminded them of their agreement with Moses. Lord your God has given you a homeland here on the east side of the Jordan River, Moses told them. And then he went through that part. But then here we are. 16 verse 8, to this fully agreed and pledged themselves to obey Joshua the commander in chief. 17, 18, we will obey you just as we obeyed Moses. They assured him. And may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. If anyone, no matter who, rebels against your commands, he should die. So lead on with courage and strength. That's what God's telling you now, man. Lead on. Run on. Lead your house. Lead your family. Lead on with courage and strength right now. I come to encourage you tonight that there's a greater he inside of you than he is in the world. There's a greater he inside of you than he that's in this quarantine, that he that's in this martial law, that he that's in this economic crisis, that he that's in this new world order, that he is in this one world economy, one world church, one world religion. There's a greater he that's inside of you. And he's crying to be out. He's crying to come out of you right now. You serve a God that's able. Hear what God told him tonight, though. I know a lot of people have been quarantined, so you haven't had a chance to be in the church and be in the midst of it. But God told him tonight, it's an old-time church, old-time. I don't know if it's 3 or 4 volunteers to just come on them old song. Get your song in your heart and Brother Flint can see your name. You press 1, you open up, and just give us a testimony. Give us a song. Just begin to shout what's on your heart. When I was before the service came on, he gave me that song. But the thing he had was be grateful. And Shemaine Hawkins sang that song. She said, God has not promised me sunshine. God has not promised me sunshine, right? But he said, but a little rain mixed with God's sunshine and a little pain helps me appreciate the good times. And of course, they be grateful. I'm telling you tonight, be grateful. So that's not the way it's supposed to be, right? But that's where we are right now. Just be grateful. It's a little pain. Help you appreciate the good times. Sometimes pain is good. I talk about it all the time because, you know, a pregnant woman, if she don't feel pain, she don't know when to push. Sometimes we got to know, feel a little pain so we know when to push, when we know when to press into God. Press until something happens. Praise until something happens. Pray until something happens. How many want to just press into his presence right now? Just want to press into his presence and behold the beauty of his face. Behold who he is, Lord God. I just want to see your face. I don't care what's in your hand. I just want to be in your presence. I want to be at your feet. I just want to praise you and worship you and magnify you. And I want to let go and let God. I just want to be in your presence. I want to be at your bosom right now. Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you for deliverance, God. Thank you for salvation. I thank you for sanctification. Thank you for all that you've done. But it's like, that's it. All you've done for me. How many can just say that I'm thankful for what he's done for me tonight? I'm grateful for what he's done. I'm grateful for where he's brought me from and where he's taken me to. God, I thank you that I'm not where I used to be. I might not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. And I'm looking forward to where you're taking me to. How many know about faith plus patience equals promise? It's a little math equation. Faith plus patience equals promise. And God, I just wait in you. See, when you wait in God, there's a peace. Sometimes we wait and it's outside of God, and now we got all kind of anxiety, all kind of negative energy. But when I wait in you, God, I'm at peace. I'm at a peace that passes my understanding. I'm at a peace, God, that can tell me that I, no matter what it feel like, no matter what it seem like, no matter what it sound like, I'm going to make it. It's going to be all right. I'm going to encourage you tonight that all things work together to the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. And if you look in the third chapter, God gave him to talk to Joshua, and even after they went over, and it was such an amazing thing when God just showed how amazing, how awesome he was. When they crossed over to Jordan, the priests, when they stepped their foot in, God separated the waters so they could walk through. And he had them pick up a stone going through so that they'll have a reminder. Sometimes, you know, God got to separate some things, separate some waters for you to walk through. So then, and give you a reminder. What is that reminder that you have to hold on to? It's like, man, look where he brought me from. See, I got a lot I can tell you, man. Look where he brought me from. Look what the Lord has done in my life. Look what I used to be. Look who I am now, and look at the reason why. Look where the Lord has brought me from. I tell you, it's real. Real in my soul today, he has washed all of my sins away. Jesus' love bubbles over in my heart tonight. His love just bubbles over in my heart tonight. I don't know about you, but no sweeter name I know. No sweeter name I know. No feeling. No knowing. It ain't about feeling. It's a knowing. I got to know soul salvation. I don't have to feel like I'm saved. And the next day I don't feel like I'm saved no more. Now I know that he saved me and sanctified me and filled me with the Holy Spirit. You know, someone said, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. And he said, I started walking, I started talking, I started screaming, and I started shouting what the Lord has done for me. I'm telling you, man, you gotta know what the Lord has done for you. Just by waking you up, he's done something for you. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody didn't get to that bed last night. Somebody didn't make it throughout the day. But that's not your, that's not you. That's not your portion. That's not what God has apportioned you for today. So just that alone is enough to praise him. Being in the land of the living, not even existing, but the land of the living, is enough to just praise him. They said, let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. I'm telling you, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. And Father, I'm going to, because I don't know if there's somebody that want to get in. And I'm just making see what's going on. She's controlling today. And you guys press one, she can recognize you. And if you want to give a testimony, you want to sing a song, I mean, this is the time to let's have, hey, I don't serve religion, so I'm about relationship, but let's really just have a good time in God. I mean, sing your song, give your testimony, add your words. This is the time to just let go and let God. I'm going to step aside.
I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Joy, 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 what he's done for me. I get happy when I think about what he's done for me. I get happy when I think about what he's done for me. I get happy when I think about what he's done for me. Happy, 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 what he's done for me. I just get joy when I think about what God has done for me. And my testimony is that he's done so much for me that I can sing that song of tonight. He's brought me from a mighty long way. He's brought me out of some situations. And on tonight, I can honestly say I have joy, 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 joy down in my soul. That's another song. But I will now open the lines for 1-700. Your mic is open.
My soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I can hear the song said, look where he brought me from. Oh, look where he brought me from. Well, he brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he brought me from. Throw me overboard, I gotta hide in place. Throw me overboard, I got a hiding place. You can throw me overboard. I got a hiding place. Throw me overboard. I got a hiding place. Bless you, Pastor. And Lady George, I thank y'all so much for being encouraged. I thank y'all for just being the man and woman of God at this hour, not afraid to open your mouth and let God use you. I'm not going to use up all the time, but I thank God just for the opportunity to listen to the word of God that comes forth with clarity, the true word of God. I thank God for you, Dr. Flint and Lady Flint, for how God is just using the both of you to minister to husband and wife. And I just want you to be encouraged, say with God, we're not worried about a thing. For God I live, for God I die. They're going to have to tie me down to inject me with anything. But all while they're trying to inject me, I'm going to be pleading the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for that, Bishop Boswell. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. I know that's right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's nothing. To, go ahead and sing it, Pastor. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Save, help me with that. Save me.
I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died
he
on
died.
The cross. And I know it was the blood for me. That blood is still works. The blood is still works. The blood is still works. He said the blood, it still works.
Hey, yes. Hallelujah.
They
want to
tell you it don't, but it still works. The blood of Jesus, it still works. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. When you dig at the coronavirus, it can't go through the blood of Jesus. That's why when they did the Passover, we're talking about the Passover right now. I'm sorry, let me go back to this because I said in 3 days you're going to have a breakthrough. In the Passover, he said, hey, he did all the plagues he did. Lord, help me, Holy Spirit, to deliver this. All the plagues that he did to Egypt, even with the loss of the firstborn, but it was the blood of a lamb. They put it on the doorpost and put it on the sides. And God said tonight, go to your and put the blood. I don't care if you take your anointing oil, even if you got to take some water and just pray over it and pray over with your prayer language until you turn and say, God, turn this water into the blood of Jesus and begin to anoint your house, begin to anoint your doorpost, begin to anoint your family. That the blood, when you see the blood, when the enemy see the blood, they know it's nothing they can do. It's like laissez-faire. It's nothing. It's hands off. The blood protects. The blood shields. I remember when they had a hurricane in Miami. My uncle lived there, and I want to say it was Hugo and Andrew. It was really terrible. My uncle lived in Homestead at the time, and it was the whole neighborhood, the whole subdivision was flatlined. But it was one house, and this wasn't my uncle's house either, because you know. But it was one house that had a white sheet with a red cross on it on the house. That's the only house that was still standing. I'm telling you, man, the blood works. I'm telling you, go and anoint your house, anoint your window sill, whatever you need to anoint, your doorposts, your driveways, and anoint your children. I mean, like, I know it's the blood. And then begin to prepare yourself daily, these next 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and prepare yourself for what God is about to do. He's going to resurrect some things in your life that's been dead. He told Elijah, he said, can these dry bones live? I'm telling you, these things, they command everything dry that's in righteousness in your life to live. I don't care if you got to blow on your pocketbooks, blow on your wallets, blow on your debit cards. Commanded to call on the wind. He said, call on the Ruach Kodesh, which is the Holy Spirit, to blow from the north, south, east, and west. Begin to blow. Blow on my relationship. Blow on my intimacy with you, God. Blow on my salvation, God. Blow on my deliverance, God. Begin to blow. Blow. Holy Spirit, blow on my deliverance, on my walk. You know, a lot of things will wait, Lord God. Take this burden off, God. Let me learn how to cast my cares upon you, Father. Let me know how to transfer my yokes and my burdens onto you, as you said. Give me your burdens. Give me your yokes. Oh, Father, let me understand what your word really means when you say these things, God. When you say the battle is not mine, but it's yours. We say, I need not to fight, but I just need to stand in my position and see the salvation of the Lord. When you talk to me in such a manner, Father, let me understand what that means. Give me understanding, God. Blow on my mind. Blow on my mind, my will, my intellect, so that now, God, that my human spirit will line up with your Holy Spirit. And when you speak, it's not my flesh that responds, but my spirit man responds. Father, blow on my life that the plan of the enemy has been intercepted. To kill, steal, and destroy. You say, I come that you have life and life to the full. I want your fullness, God. The fullness of joy. I want the joy of the Lord to be my strength. I want your grace to be all sufficient enough for me that it's more than enough.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Lord, my mind, God, that I put on the breastplate of righteousness, the righteousness that dwells within me. God, I gird about my loins with the spirit of truth, brother. Spirit of truth is inside of me, and I'm a rebirth of the truth, God. Where I can shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Where every step I take, there will be peace, God. And those that follow my footsteps will obtain peace, God. Where I can say, God, that I take up the sword of the spirit, which is your word, to combat all the wiles of the devil, Father. That which is that two-edged sword, God, that cuts through bone and marrow, God. That two-edged sword, God, that separates the soul and the spirit, God. To combat the wile of the devil, God. That way I can get a, it is written in my mind and in my soul, where I can say it is well with my soul. God, where I can take up the shield of faith to quench all the fire darts of the wicked, that no weapon of any kind formed against me shall prosper, and every word spoken against me in judgment I shall condemn, Father. And Father, I can put on the helmet of salvation that protects my mind, my will, my intellect, God. That God, that I won't be too intelligent, God, that faith doesn't make sense to me, God. When you begin to spin things up, I have too much reasoning. God, I don't want to have reasoning. I want to have faith. I want to be able to trust you at your word. God, I want to be like Jacob said, if God said it, I believe it, and by my faith I shall receive it. I'm standing on the promises of God. I want to be able to stand on the promises of God. And every step you said I tread on, every step my feet tread on, you said that land will be mine. And I'm telling you, no, it's not. It's yours, people. It's yours. It's yours. Reach up and get it. It's yours. You said the atmosphere for praise. You said the atmosphere for worship. But you said the atmosphere for your breakthrough. Your breakthrough and your blessings. Today, it's yours. You can reach up and get it. You can obtain it. It's at your hand. He said the kingdom of God is at hand. So if you reach out your arms in front of your body, you see how close it is to you. That's your kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand. Reach out and get it. I love you with the love of God. God bless you.
1-4-3-6. 1-4-3-6. Your line is open.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory, pouring out your power of love as we sing holy, 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 as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pouring out your power of love. As we sing holy, 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 as we sing holy, holy, holy. I thank God for that song because it's like a lifting up. And God, open up your blind eyes that you can see. He's really trying to show us and tell us and let us know we are nothing without him. And without him, we can do nothing. He have opened up my eyes to see the things that I could not see and stop worrying about the things that I could not change. He opened up my eyes to realize it's not what the people think about me, it's what he think about me. Because people, everybody ain't going to like you anyway. So once you open up your eyes to the Lord and giving it to him, you will see him one day. Because as Jesus said, my Father has many mansions up there in heaven. If it wasn't so, he would not have told us. So in order for us to get there, we have to abide in him and him abiding in us. And that song really did mean a lot to me. And I thank you, Pastor Joy, for what you and First Lady are doing and how y'all take out the time and just bring it to us. Last week, out of some reason, y'all were, I missed you or something, but they kept saying no person coming. And And so I said, well, I'm going to try tonight. And I thank God that I did. And I just hope God just keep on blessing y'all and y'all minister and everything he's giving y'all to do. Praise God.
Praise God, praise God. We praise God for you. We just thank you for your testimony. We thank you for your faithfulness, and we thank you for just spending your time with us on Thursdays. I know there's other things that you could be doing, and that's for each and every one of you. There are plenty of things I know that you could be doing, even during the quarantine, but you are honoring God by just spending time listening to his word on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. Anybody else want to sing a song or give a testimony, ask or request prayer? I'm not even going to assume that each and every person on this line is saved. So if you want to receive salvation on tonight, we are right here to pray with you, Pastor Flint. We have bishops on here. We have apostles on here on tonight. We got plenty of people that can lead you through the sinner's prayer.
Praise God.
No, press one and we'll recognize you for anything, for prayer, for a song, for a testimony, for a praise report, for a cry out, for let's pray together, let's whatever it may be. Press one and I'll recognize you. All right, y'all gonna make me start singing again. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Well, all right, Pastor Flint, do you have anything else that you want to add to tonight?
Oh, yeah. Nobody else want to sing a song or say the praise? I'm telling you, God said this is your time. The door is open. Sometimes people say, well, they don't let me speak. They don't let me to pray in church.
6447, your line is open. I'm sorry, George.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is just amazing and just wonderful. And that's what I want to say. I just thank him for being my God. Hallelujah. My creator. I thank him for his son, and I thank him for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for all this love that's emanating from crises. I thank him for all this love. There is so much love that's emanating. And I thank God for those that don't just talk it, but they walk it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I give praise to the pastor and the first lady. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Continue to talk that talk. Preach that word and live in it, walk in it, and just turn over in it, wallow in it. Hallelujah. So that when folks see you coming, they see a bright and shining light, and they are so glad to see you. God bless you.
God bless
have
you.
Song, have a song to be sung by Apostle Arnold.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, it's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Holy. Holy, 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 holy.
Jesus, Jesus. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Oh, it's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I praise God for that song. He has it all in my spirit when I go to sleep. And I wake up, and I had my little great-grandbaby here with me for a week, and I would sing it before I go to sleep at night because it would just be all in my spirit because he is all those things. And she would just sing it with me, and she knows it. And if I sing, What Shall I Render Unto Thee, then she tries to sing that song with me. I thank God for the joy that that little girl brought to us for the week that she was here, and she's only 2 years old. But God has really, really put his anointing in that baby. And I'm just joyful, 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 joyful. Even though we are shut in, going through this pandemic, you have the joy. I have peace, and I'm grateful. Church, be grateful. Be grateful. Let him know how grateful you are. You've not been touched with him, and he has blessed you. Read Psalms 103 and look at all the benefits that he has given unto you. And I praise God for this opportunity to say something about our God. And I'm so proud of my son and my daughter. I'm so proud of the God that's in them and the life that he's placing within them. In Jesus' name, God bless you, everyone.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. 6732, your line is now open.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I hadn't been on in a while, but that doesn't mean I don't continue to praise him. Jesus be the center of it all. He commands, and he is the center of it all. I just thank God for his mercy and his grace. I thank God for his covering, and I thank God for his darling son, Jesus. I thank him for his blood that covers me and my family and others each and every day. And I thank God that I have a relationship with God. He is everlasting and everlasting and everlasting. I just had to praise the honor and all. I pray that people understand and know that God is in control and he is commanding everything. Stop looking to man and trust God. I love you, Pastor George, and my sister Maria. Oh, my God. I thank God for this blog. Y'all continue to pray for me as we pray for healing for this world, because he is healing it, and people don't realize it. I just thank you for allowing me to be a part of your blog and praying for me and my family that I keep doing his will. I ain't locked up inside because Jesus set me free. So I go out and serve. And serve those people and give them the word. So y'all continue to pray for me, and I pray for y'all.
I apologize. We had a technical disconnection, but we are back on. We are back on.
Praise God.
And that you can continue.
So, I think she's finished. Is there anybody else?
Did Annette get to continue? Because I know the line disconnected for a second. Annette, were you able to finish?
Yeah, I was able to finish. Can you hear me?
Okay, praise. Yeah, I can hear you. Praise God for
praise
you.
Praise God.
I do apologize. Anyone else? All right, Pastor Flint, back over to you, then I'll close us out.
I just want to end it with one thing, and then Lady Brenda's going to give us a benediction. I just want to give you this word. Like I said, there's more information that only God can make a way where there seems to be no way. I have to keep trusting him. As the song that says, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. I want you to get through it all. Through it all, God, yet, though he slay me, yet I would trust him. Even in the midst of this right now that we're going through, God, some people are working, some people are out of work. Some people are having financial hardships. Some people are having emotional hardships. Some people are dealing with things in certain ways, Father, being closer. But you told them in Isaiah 26:20, go and hide yourself till the wrath of God passes over. God, we hide ourselves in you. Like my brother Bishop said, no, you throw me over off the deck. Throw me off the ship. Throw me into the water. I will hide in him. I got a hiding place. The glory of the Lord And I hide myself in the shadow of the Almighty. I hide myself in him. Lord, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. I stand on your promise. I stand on your word. You never leave, nor you forsake me. You told Joshua, I won't abandon you, nor will I let you fail. You know, sometimes we see people getting prophecies and ministered to, and you're like, and that should have been me. So, and then you get to covet that prophet, that particular prophecy that was for someone else. But I'm saying tonight, that one word that came from God, you can covet that. I will not abandon you, nor will I let you fail. You serve a God that saved me. You serve a God that saved me. I shudder in love, and I allow you to give us our benediction. See, a lot of noise.
Praise God. We thank God for tonight. We thank God for that awesome word that was brought forth. Just thank God for each and every one of you, for your family. We thank God that the blood of Jesus shall continue to cover you. Until next Thursday, we thank you that, God, we're going to have testimonies on next Thursday. We're going to have praise reports on next Thursday. I thank God for favor over our lives. Thank God that we will put the full armor of God on each and every day. God, we love you. We praise you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We love you, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. Until next Thursday, same time, same channel. Good night.